wanna play with Matchbox. I wanna have a book of matches with a blunt while I'm hanging at the rap spot. A little know-it-all, acting twice my age, but still play a video game twice a day. I'm tired of being tag along, the young boy they drag along. Maybe I'll get my props one day for the way I rap a song. Enough with these growing pains. I can't wait to grow a little bit and let the world know my name. No looking back for me, it's elementary. This young boy life just wasn't meant for me. I'm too sophisticated, I'm too advanced. I'm too damn grown while I'm sagging my pants. If I could move time forward, I would grow up real quick. Never look back and do some grown man shit.
If I could push time back, I'd do it all again times 10, like how I did it way back when.
If I could move time forward, I would grow up real quick. Never look back and do some grown.
If I could push time back, I'd do it all again times 10, like how I did it way back when. I wish that I could go back, back to the days when everything was so easy, okay. And responsibilities wasn't weighing on my shoulders. Cause now I'm overwhelmed by bills, it sucks being older. Me and the homies used to walk the streets carefree with no worries. But being home before the lights came on, should've seen the struggle in my father's eyes. Those were the days when I only cared about video games. How I miss the old days playing hide and go get it. Now they hide and we get it, a disease without a remedy. Now we run the risk of catching felonies, no more smack on the wrist. They putting cuffs on that bitch. Took a lot of things for granted, like Little League games. Things ain't the same, it's a shame and I can't stand it. I guess I gotta manage, cause ain't no turning back the clock on this crazy ass planet.
If I could move time forward, I would grow up real quick. Never look back and do some grown man shit.
If I could push time back, I'd do it all again times 10, like how I did it way back when.
If I could move time forward, I would grow up real quick. Never look back and do some.
Another update. Ninth Wonder sat in a McDonald's, a British McDonald's.
How I did it way back when.
You can always tell when Americans are in any other country visiting. Just stand near a McDonald's and all you can hear is, "Man, what the hell is this? This ain't no McDonald's." You just see these guys spitting Big Macs all over the wall. The Americans are in town. Ooh, very controversial. Are you back with us, Menace? I know you just nipped out there for a quick... No, I don't think he's back in the studio. Shout going out to Scram Jones. Definitely looking forward to Saul Williams. He's on his way. Shout going out to Kim Jackson. Hullabaloo.
Let it bang, let it knock from block to block. Jay got the rock, Puffy got some rock. I'm from Chi-Town, we got Barack. I took hip-hop, we got that lock. Getting hair from the hoes, lame niggas exposed. I ain't running for office, we ahead in the polls. I don't listen to nonsense, over there's the dough. Put your hands in the air, over here's the show. Standing in the booth with my smoker jacket on. Marijuana burning and the mic is warm. About to make a move, Scram turn the track up. I ain't a dope boy, but boy, I cook the crack up. Not a pimp either, but drive a Cadillac truck. Ain't the police, but still coming with backup. Back up, you just an internet virus. My show's on the air, y'all still pitching pilots. Lay back, go to sleep, close your eyelids. I just killed you, that's something that I did. And I liked it, but I still got my own cross to bear. Yeah, I know how Christ lived. He probably had a whole lot of haters and a whole lot of homies that was undercover haters. And a whole lot of chicks trying to say he was a player. Even though he was a savior, pimping wasn't in his nature. Played him like a shepherd. Even though the man was major, the son of the creator. Aha, see you later, yo, Scram. My man, my mellow, cut up the mix while I drink on my
roof. Pour right in, man. Rap economy. How could I ever be whack when I'm so far ahead of these cats? A battle, please, where your weaponry at? My home is Compton, but anywhere I land, I'm relaxed. My background not as violent, still I'm clearly a savage. Obama closed Guantanamo, I still torture Ramas though. Last man standing, you see me? I'm right behind the smoke. When they bodies fall, I'm the one behind the scope. Every word infallible, I should stand beside the Pope. Columbo Black is a monster, slash best wordsmith ever out of Compton, never out of phonics. My loose leaf overfloweth with logic, symmetrical balls and divine knowledge. Studied the author, years, consulted with all my peers. Me and Jeff Biggs agreed, compounding is where it is. And skill makes me a novelty, I'll probably never get signed. That's fine with me, I'll still be etching these lines. Rap's my passion, I walk inside soundproofs with condoms on. 34 and still rapping, I'm a dinosaur. Tyrannosaurus Rex, the wise adore my text, yeah. Got the swagger down, but your rapping's poor as shit. I exercise with these balls, my physique is mwah. My girl need a coochie fix, my crotch is a toolbox. I meditate by lakes with calm waters, my mind glows. You too can navigate the globe with your eyes closed. We look skyward for God's power. The whole time it was inside us, them white boys was lying. Every verse I give to you niggas is like a diary. Flavor nigga, next mixtape sponsored by Lowry. As we live life from second to second, we try to gather each precious moment. Lord, please forgive me for my decadence. I gotta live. Bottles gotta get sipped. Hotties gotta get lit. What they got against him? Listeners said his flow was pure like the heart of Jesus. Thanks to Flipside, my mixtape was off the meters. I walked through hell with a sword drawn and slaughtered demons. I start to speak and then smoke alarms start to beepin'. Wifey mad cause I bought rappers heads, homes, and bags. She said it tends to make the past smell bad. Remember me, carbon date my poems like limestone. Until then, Google my music using your iPhone. Rapping R&B, the same thing, it can't be. I guess that it's an age thing, rappers are getting lazy. Back in 94, this art used to amaze me. Now it's a million rappers on mic spitting the same thing. Nothing but bullshit around me like a matador. Black, if you don't want a record deal, then what you rapping for? The industry is spineless, my tracks are back support. YouTube me pissing on MCs, that's what the camera's for. Me and Fecto about to start a new supergroup. You smucks are wasting beats, y'all should bring y'all producers through. Rap economy.
The magical sounds of Columbo Black. Definitely in a game all by himself at the moment. Columbo Black, simply Google that. You can download a lot of his music for free as well. Check out his mixtape. Definitely an artist that everybody out there knows I've been behind since day one. Anyway, listen, man, we're going to move things on, Menace. Let's get moving. Ninth Wonder, I think he's still eating at the moment in the UK. Must be a big...
What's he eating? Did they tell you?
No. Just in McDonald's. They're in McDonald's. That's all we know. So... he's on his way. But Saul Williams on his way as well. Few people have been saying, who's Saul Williams?
Who's Saul Williams? I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, he's a poet, more of a spoken word artist. But, you know, as you know, he's spoken word is, you know, it's deeply rooted within hip hop. So if you're a hip hop fan, you should know about Saul Williams and his influence, and you know, the movies he's done, the books he's written.
Sorry, you just stopped mid sentence. Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, he's beyond music. I think that's a phrase can be applied to Saul Williams. Definitely beyond music.
Absolutely.
But never, ever, for one second, beyond creativity. And we're going to be talking to him about all of that and more on tonight's show.
Hey, now everybody sit down and shut the fuck up. Class is now in session. If you came here to hear that lovey-dovey shit...
See what you think of this one. Tech 9, Crooked Eye, Chino XL.
Hardcore shit, get the fuck out. For those who love raw shit... Welcome to Psychology 101.
We're going to go into the brand new Chino XL album after this.
This is style I use pitch to catch and seduce chicks to signal the true sick. Melatonin is what you spit. Switching the pattern, bust up the quick when it was chattering. Some people hate, but it ain't mattering. But the people gathering, splattering. Switching the pitch, mixing this. No need to be stiff in this bitch. Spitting for clips on a mission for bliss when I be ripping this shit. Make it exciting, gotta be inviting when you're writing your piece. Never be dick riding if you're gonna be biting, you're igniting the beach. This is melodic, melodies if you got it. Makes it hottest. Demolish, you singing off key is garbage. If you can't keep it, not keep it in a pocket, you need to stop it. Have confidence, speak with conviction. Don't put them asleep when you rock it. This is harmony, Nina's taking you through it. Make it buttery, utterly beautiful, make it fluid. Psychology 101 is in session. I thought you knew it. We murdering motherfuckers in music, that's how we do it. Such an oddity with it, this is psychology.
Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat.
From the West Coast, instructor Crocodile.
My killer cadence can keep me crushing the competition. Coming correct when creating a crazy composition. Cannibal character, calico carrier. Got a crooked copper missing. Cali killers on cannon cocking missions. That was constant, consonant wordplay. Wordplay rhymes with Thursday and thirsty. If I'm thirsty, I change the pronunciation of words per se. The English language gotta do whatever my verse say. So if you wanna learn to rap, this is how.
This is how.
Right now I'm putting swag in my style.
In my style.
It's an emphasis on the simplest sentences. Then I give them charisma with a laugh and a smile.
And a smile.
If you want your verses to cost higher, then your simile's gotta be hot as a live wire. You need some better metaphors. For example, this song is a war zone and you listen this in the crossfire.
Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat.
Such an oddity with it, this is psychology.
Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat.
From the East Coast instructor Gino X.
Everybody start locking your windows and doors. Chino mic it in, it's like lightning. How I'm striking a trifle and rifleman. Bullets flying up and I'm numbing the bum like a spike. It in so much metal in his spine, he could get rich from the recycling. Chino be curdling blood, don't get burned from the buzz. I speak with conviction like what the brat just heard from the judge. Bludgeon, no love, industry hate me, yo. I'd rather hear Hannah Montana than half of you rappers on the radio. I'm starting drama with Chino, God forbid. Auction my lyrics on eBay, that's God forbid. Problem is, lyric Jesus is more than a man with a sick delivery like I drive a coroner van. I'm demented, spitting writtens as sick as I can. Grenade gripping, fitting a detonate Disneyland. I am teaching psychology, try to follow how every punchline hits like Chris Brown's fist in the face of Rihanna.
Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat.
Such an oddity with it, this is psychology.
Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up out your seat. Get on your feet, up.
Yes, I gotta be vicious, this is psychology.
For those who don't know what the fuck's going on, this is psychology 101, you punk motherfuckers.
Straight out of that one into the brand new Chino XN album. Volume up.
Yeah. I'm known for murking a nigga at random. Get out of Dodge like I'm carjacking you for your Magnum. I walk around like I got an S on my chest. Six-sider, new West, my mind's all chronic and fest. Got in the flesh, been bought a new best. A nine-year-old Chino excels, Zulu Nation spitting fire from lips. I try to relax, I fly to Hawaii's Pearl Harbor monuments. With 80 Asian friends and ride for the Japs. I die and collapse, rather than not splurge. A weird word, perfect, perverted, spit it sick cause I'm allergic to cats. Messiah murder is David Berkowitz, David Koresh. That's ill as it gets, my life is a mess. I'm waiting for death, speak pain till the monitors crack. My sonogram was black, you scared like you in the body of a swastik attacks. My defeat is like an impossible task. You and bare ass like it's Father's Day and you Omarion's dad. Chino is careless, spitting on the lyrical shit. Angry like KRS when he found out Scott the Rock was dead. I'm fearless, I'd rather enlist in a war instead of listening to this party like a rock star bullshit. My brain should be taken apart piece by piece, so no other man can become the same kind of beast. During times of famine, cannibalism often increase. Off the leash, shots of Thorazine will only increase. I put blood all up inside of the crease of your khaki suit. They say for an animal, my attack's very tactical. The Puerto Rican superhero does his thing. I hate the police so much, I'll probably assassinate Sting. My system of a down rages against the machine. Tie you up in a slipknot and hold Alice in chains inside of dreams. Higher than the price of gasoline. God without Zilla, bleeding kerosene. And you're the soldier that I'm conquering. I move like Stalin, sovereign and serene. While the government's document doctoring, I'm rocking my following. Eye sockets for Halloween, could rob a zombie for Halloween. Drop me in the sea and watch me outbreathe a submarine. I was born mean, it ain't even the case. I fly to Canada to Asseline. Dion Wada long face, the rap game want me to vanish without a trace, bitches. I stack their bodies up like Thanksgiving Day dishes. Lock me down in a basement of Folsom with just a pen and notebook. Believe me, I would exist all by my lonesome. I will survive, careful the storm's approaching. Writing a poison potion, smiling cause your murder's already in motion. I have no emotion like I'm a Vulcan. I'm like an Egyptian sultan. Every word that I have spoken should be quoted. My lyrics revolting, but thoughts provoking. Enemies proceed with caution. You'll be up to your knees and beat you can't walk in. Assassins stalking my shadow channels and glows while I'm sparking a fortune and grass that grows like it's a source of protein. I promise my fans I would never soften, even dead in coffins waiting to morph into reincarnated abortion. Even the deepest thoughts that I might find myself a lost in, I make sure I force myself into writing some more shit. It's kinda awkward what I brought the planet. Anything can happen, no laughing like Mariah's marriage to Nick Cannon. My lyric blessings draw a lot of questions. One day in the booth of confession, I was accused of the devil's friendship cause it's guitar for human acceptance. I leave such huge impressions. They do Chino impressions like ventriloquist magicians. Your album's intermission now that I'm put in position. Your bulletins mention you quitting from lyric Jesus written. Divine intervention, my ascension, the high attention will rival the Bible's religion or Chris Benoit tripping. Stronger mastery of words than the earth had intended. Ill as lesbian stripping, leaving their children unattended. My poison penmanship blemishes so-called menaces. Since Genesis been sicker than six exorcist apprentices. I've been restricted, the victim of wicked censorship. I'm hoping God ain't offended and heard and curse of my descendants. I'm out for vengeance, you don't think that you can stop me, do you? I can go on forever like Googling the word Google. So put an X on the part of my mind that writes the words, cause that's the no murder capital of the rap world. Claiming you thorough but don't want no drama, or say you wanna fight but then they first in flight like North Carolina. You living off one rhyme that people consider good, a lucky punch like the kid claiming that he knocked out Suge. I tried to reach you for years, I'm finally getting a look. I'm fighting for a chance like a fetus at Planned Parenthood. I ain't stingy, I give it to anybody that wants some. Catch you at your labor luncheon, squeeze into the gun malfunctions. Now you dying from living off assumptions. Shaking like a dancer clumping, beat you like a cripple blood that's getting jumped in. Straight out of dungeon, revenge I'm lusting. Training like Rocky to fight the Russian. Your shine is Chinese food is getting dim sum. I got the world wild and mad cause I took a Valium and wrote Dr. Dre's whole detox album.
The return of Chino XL. Be on the lookout for his album, it's about to drop. Shout good out to Chino XL if you're locked on or locked onto the podcast. As we go into this one, Black Milk. Go. 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 Saul Williams on the way.
I'm on some 3-4 pattern jazz shit. I'm challenging myself on some rap shit. Haters talking blabbity blabness. This is what you call practice. From the city of the mole, on the map, way to get it cracking. Niggas in the streets clapping. Blood splatters all over the porch path. If you don't gotta pass it, bloodbath. I'm on some international pass. My passport stamp here. Flying out, exotic arrival. Exotic chicks arrive to my hideout. Pulling panties down, double D's flying out. Knees on the floor, mouth open wide now. I'm a superstar, feel like a superstar. Better than you no matter who you are. Know you all to pay attention if I said that. But I'm just saying facts, fuck it. I'm the best, say it again. I'm next, playing to win, you can't touch them. They like be humble, be modest. I'm like, nah, I'ma be honest. You can't compete, can't beat Tronic. If you ain't hear me, nigga, rewind it. Or just be solid.
Rain drops on my windowsill. Give me ideas for rhythms.
See what you think of this one, Evidence, Alchemist.
On my windowsill, give me ideas for rhythm. So I put my ear to the window and listen and hear the pitter pat to copy the pattern. Blood dragon, get my point across impossible missions. I make it happen like a genie with the wishes. Top chef, I'm in the kitchen, busy fixing up dishes. Get that good nutrition, you gotta love it. Shoot a hole in the roof and go get a bucket for the raindrop. Then reach in the heavens and try to touch it. Don't name drop, I'm not a fake thug on the budget. I game drop, break beats to pieces. On the real, I'm not a human, I'm a spiritual being that's all seeing. Standing out on the rain when it's falling.
Yeah. Standing out on the rain when it's falling. Transformers, it's more than meets the portion of fortune morphed in features. Orphan, hop the halfway fences. Past the grassy knoll to the exit. Stash my record bags, gems and secrets. The thing about rain don't fall too frequent. I think the window pane is perfectly named. When the drops fall, I feel each tear is the same. No one more, less than or even equal to. The feeling dark clouds evoke when I'm seeing you. How did rocks become see-through anyways? A little off the topic from the many days of constant sun and cold night weather climbing. Stargazing behind the window of the pilot. Force of appliances powered by gigawatts. Defiant by extortion on city blocks.
Just remember, as human beings having a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
And I came to tell you, it's coming down, it's coming down, down, down.
Let's hope that's a grower.
Yeah. voice heard back again. Kill a bridge radio. Power's coming.
We're getting ready for our next guest now.
PWOWR. What up? Huh? Second World of Walter Reed, hip hop game. What up?
Oh, wait, down, Killer Priest.
Yeah, right, what up? Freestyle. Here we go.
Everybody locked on podcast business. Friday Night Live.
I spit fire, exist in worlds that may be higher than yours. Little boys run, play with your toys. Fingerprints in the universe, I move asteroid. Paranoid, I go deeper than you. Pass a void, rap a joy, heart full of secrets. Come rappers, get destroyed. You call me the king of the heathens for reasons. And start squeezing, bust off rhymes like a couple of knives, couple of wine. Sipping in my mind, millennium. Shoot out in space at amphibians. Plenty guns, African race, and half Indian. One third Phoenix bird and reptilian. Dark ages, new age, call me the Mantinian. Chair turned into a throne, I'm Justinian. Ruthless, fist turned to stone, I killed many men. 900 souls of God, seven universes, sun, moon, a globe, and the stars is in my heart. So of course I'm in God form. When I spit, niggas just don't hear my shit. They log on, check the inbox. When I press in, it's hip hop. Homepage of rage, more things to watch. I send them a link, the more they think. Pop up, heart luck, falls. A snuff, a screen touch. Within my head is all Algeria king tight. A hard on, I jerk off my pen, I ink bust. I cobra clutch the mic with incredible grip. I spit unforgettable shit to your edible click. Your Berettas don't spit, you got Berettas and some hips. No homo, fuck around, you be the medical step. The Ron Punk shotty gave him a hell of a lift. It's the second world of Walter Reed. All can bleed, false for Lee. Tank top tattoos, but his name is Shirley. Early, that's it, man. I ain't gonna give y'all no more, man. Word up. You gotta wait for the album. Just be playing around. Yeah. Know what to do. Yeah, go get that mixtape. We got more that's coming, too. Untold Stories of Walter Reed. Also, got more coming. Lovemix.com. I killed the devil last night. Mixtape is coming. Yeah. The Psychic World of Walter Reed. It's history. We've had access. One love. Save hip hop.
Yeah, KRS in the building now.
Yeah, Great God X.
JS1. I had to be here, man. Sadat X.
Honored to be able to teach.
I'm on one knee right now. Retire? Not yet. Out my fire? Not yet. Your skills higher? Not yet. You wanna be called kings and sires, but you sing for hire. You free? Not yet. Face the truth, but not yet. You blaze the boot, but you still ain't hot yet? Not yet. KRS rhymes next. I'm complex. I came too far to drop bars for Sadat X. BX is on the block next. This the top set. Some others are not yet, but they act like they got the top rap. Claiming king, but y'all ain't put a thing back in the hip hop yet. Got checks, we got pockets. Got texts, we got rockets. You got plugs, we got sockets. You got beats, we got topics. Come in, Sadat X.
Got X in the teacher, it's a creature, a beast of burden. Energy exerting, it's fuel. The rule is, the fool is shot with his own gun. I'm up with the sun and the earnest. It's no more about the burners. You seen the first 48? Murder is whack now, so it's smoking crack now. It's a new hustle, new gaffle. You can win a raffle and be a rapper. She's just telling the truth and you get mad and wanna slap her. I'm not a banger, never heard me with a real R&B singer. I never had that. But I'm not mad at them tunes. I've been through bitter cold Decembers and brilliant Junes. Black man, hold your seat up to the moon like roots. And let them digest these fruits. It's good to live on.
I blow up the spot. I blow up the spot. I blow up the spot with my man Sadat.
About crime now, it's like we going back in time now. I'm ready to shine now, get mine now. But the more I climb now, I find now. Cats don't want you to rise now. They wanna hold you back by replacing the facts with the lies now. So watch the skills I apply now. I'm gonna be big, but I ain't ready to die now. Wild mothers gotta cry now.
now is believing in the lie now. What's the lie now? The lies you ain't gotta try, cause everybody out getting high now. Why now? Cause you might see Chinese bombers flying across American skies now. Man, I'm telling you to rise now. Don't worry about your size now, it's time to get wise now.
Blow up the spot, I blow up the spot, I blow up the spot with my bands of knots.
Straight down, yes.
I honestly thought this was on the wrong speed, but apparently not. It's the new track from the Brand Nubian album.
Now I'ma show charm to keep you away from harm, and then I'ma throw you something on the arm. I'ma show you pull, show you how to keep your calendar full.
It'd make a great alarm song to wake up to, I think, on your phone.
161st, we're the new Yankee Stadium. That's built over the park.
You'd probably never get to work, though. You'd just fall back asleep again. I'm only joking. It's a great track. But I'm going to stop it because we've got a guest coming. We've been talking about him a lot tonight, of course. This is Conspiracy Worldwide, conspiracyblog.net. As we introduce now, our next guest tonight, Saul Williams. Let's bring him in.
Hello.
Hello, Saul Williams. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time out. It's an absolute pleasure. We've got over 125 countries listened in now, so you can understand it's amazing to have the man himself on. We're going to be talking tonight then throughout the interview, talking about your career from all the sides, yourself as a poet, musician, writer, performer. We're going to be covering all angles. And to do that, I hand you over then to my co-host, Menace.
Peace. How you doing, Saul?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. And there's so many ways and directions that I could start with this interview, but I think I'm going to start by asking you this question. I mean, as such a multi-talented artist, I mean, how would you categorize your calling as an artist? And at which point did it first hit you? And how did you understand that calling?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm trying to understand what you're asking me. Like, at what point would I say?
At which point did it first hit you as an artist? And how did you understand that calling? Right.
Well, at first, you know, I've answered many callings. You know, when I was young, I wanted to be an actor. And I also wanted to, I started rapping and I started breakdancing and I was into all of those things. And I knew, you know, I told my parents that I wanted to be an actor, but that's because I could study acting. But there were other things that I wanted to do that I couldn't officially study. And so all of those things started bleeding into each other over time. And I guess my whole process has been a time of developing a relationship with my gut, you know, with my intuition and following, you know, my heart and mind and spirit as it's led me. I mean, I've never studied poetry, for instance, and I didn't start writing poetry as poetry, really, until I was in graduate school for acting. And I assumed that I'd be, pursuing a career as an actor, which I've done to a certain extent, but most of my energy and focus in recent years has been more so on making poetry. And both of those things have come of somewhat of a surprise for me. I mean, I made music as a kid, but I gave it up when I was younger. I just never expected to be doing most of the stuff that I'm doing. And so I discovered, you know, that point of answering that calling, I discover it daily because there are new callings daily.
Okay, I mean, having started your many modes of expression as an actor, how would you say acting has helped you discover traits within yourself as both an artist and a man?
Well, I would say that acting has been crucial, which is strange to say as I'm talking to you from Hollywood, California, you know, because the acting that I studied and the acting that has benefited me has not been necessarily the acting that I see necessarily happening in my experience, you know, in front of a camera here. It's been most of the stuff that I discovered on stage when I was in school studying it, you know, through studying other characters. I was forced to raise questions for myself and discover interesting new characteristics about myself, you know. And so that in many ways acting and role-playing supplied a certain level of experience that I had not actually had in real life. But in my acting self, I had traveled. And so I did a lot of my first traveling through role-playing, through being in plays and what have you. And then with time, you know, I actually started getting some passes on my passport and what have you. But the I would say that acting opened my eyes to a lot of things within and outside of myself and essentially blazed the path for me to find it. You know, I think of acting sort of like a, it can be like a martial art form, you know, like Tao and the art of archery or something in that form, and that you are, your goal in wanting to become a character is essentially, it's a focus on being. You know, and our highest compliment that we pay an actor is such and such became, or so and so is. Jamie Foxx is Ray Charles. You know, we make that, he's playing Ray Charles too. He is him. He has become him. That is the essence of it. You know, and so supposedly through acting, you know, you master it by finding the essence of this person. But in real life, what you're aiming to master can only be found through mastering the essence of yourself. You know, and so acting mirrors that in that way. But it can also probably be very misleading if you spend a lot of time acting and not a lot of time being.
That's very interesting. And I mean, what about this experience with your acting and its connection with your writing and music? I mean, how would you say your experience and training as an actor has translated into the style of your writing and music?
Well, it's not so much into the style. My training as an actor has granted me a few gifts. One has been just in realizing the significance of having a presence. You know, like, that's another way that we compliment an actor, like a James Earl Jones, for example. We say, oh, he has such a strong presence. And all it means is that this person, when they walk into a room, they have such a strong sense of self that even you feel it, that you're forced to acknowledge their presence, their being, you know?
Right.
And that's something that you bring to stage, and that's something that some bring to life. Interestingly, when it's done well on stage, we compliment it by saying he brought it to life, you know? Mm. And so it's, acting has helped me in that way, and then the other way that it's helped me in terms of, and that's more so, I see that expressed like in just standing in front of people and being comfortable in front of people. It's helped me in that way. But then there's also the role-playing side, the fact that, you know, I don't feel like, you know, any sort of rock star or Niggy Tardas or any of this, you know, this persona that is,
right,
you know, connected to the music. I don't necessarily feel like that. It's developing a character, I guess can be likened to like developing a persona. And many artists do it, you know, and especially within the realm of music, you know. And I guess I discovered for myself that when I wrote music, it came from a particular place, and that I could make more sense of that place if I gave that place a name and gave that character a name and let it exist within that realm. And that's, I guess, some way that acting has helped me make sense of that.
So what you're saying is that Niggy Tardas isn't all of you. It's just a part of you. This is what makes Saul Williams.
Yeah, it's a part of it. And that's just an album. I mean, the album that I'm writing now, it's, you know, feels very much like me and is completely, you know, I have a different task, you know, in that I want to share, you know, the essence of myself as opposed to the, you know, the twisted, you know, bombastic side or whatever. You know, there's so many different sides to invest in that anyone has, you know.
Right. We're going to get to the new album. We're going to talk about the new album a little later on. But I'd like to know about the influences. Let's talk about some of the voices who helped shape Saul Williams as an artist. I mean, who would be some of the voices, both dead and voices contemporary with yourself, who helped you find your voice?
Lots of artists. I mean, guess I would have to say first my dad, even if I wouldn't want to admit that, personally doesn't. My dad was extremely eloquent and was a very interesting man to listen to and communicate with. And he was a minister, and of course I spent a lot of time growing up listening to him speak and orate and all this stuff, and found it pretty intriguing. And so there's that, you know. And then there's old figures like Paul Robeson or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or Amiri Baraka or The Last Poets or Gil Scott Heron, figures from the past like that, you know, that through the test of time have raised their voices, sort of like this male siren, you know, this griot that speaks up, you know, and contemplates aloud, you know, the necessity of hardship. And all these things have been, like, I've heard some of those voices in music, some in poetry, you know, some in theater, you know, and some I've just read and imagined, you know, or in recordings of old speeches or any of that stuff, you know, so people like that. And then you know, contemporary-wise, you know, that as a kid, you know, if you asked me then, my first answer before anything else I said would have been the rappers I listened to, you know, which were at that time the Rakim, KRS-One, Run DMC, LL Cool J, just Public Enemy, Organized Confusion, Tribe Called Quest, Outkast, what else? Cypress Hill, Goody Mob, Ultra Magnetic MCs, Jungle Brothers, De La Soul, all of that stuff, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Souls of Mischief, Black Sheep. I grew up listening really hard to all of that stuff in hip-hop that really, really, you know, gave me a palette to work from as far as, you know, just flavorful language and fun and bounciness and ways of, you know, riding a beat and all this stuff, you know, this Wu-Tang and now, you know, cats like T.I. and Lil Wayne. Who else do I like? Gosh, there's so many people. Bjork and Tom York and Radiohead. And, you know, what else? Portishead, the Mars Volta at the drive-in, Queens of the Stone Age, Rat-a-tat-tat, Rio and Maggio, TV on the Radio, Mew, Elbow, Muse, Sufjan Stevens, Cat Power, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Madlib, you know, like all those cats, everybody that I bump, I really enjoy. Classic stuff, you know, like Funkadelic and Can and Jimi Hendrix and James Brown and Betty Davis and Miles Davis and Train and Thelonious Monk, Nina Simone, the Beatles, lots of music, literature. I mean, like, one of the authors that was really important for me finding my voice, I would say, is the Nigerian author Ben Okri, Alice Walker, Ayn Rand, Octavia Butler, Samuel Delaney, Carlos Fuentes, who else? Eduardo Galeano, of course, people like James Baldwin, and
right.
Maya Angelou, of course, people like Shakespeare and Herman Hesse, and filmmakers and actors, people like Sean Penn, people like Jim Jarmusch, people like Gong Li, people like Gael Garcia, or what is it, Diego Luna.
Right.
So many people. I mean, it's just, you know, Woody Allen. there's so much great art to be inspired by. Visual artists, you know, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Picasso, Van Gogh, André Bermatoyer, Marcia Jones, Kara Walker, Sanford Biggers. Wow, there's a lot of inspiring work out there.
And these are all people that have helped pave the way. And infamous, you as an artist and a man today. And I mean, when you often talk about your evolution as a and journey as a poet and a term poet in interviews, and understanding the time it takes to become a poet. My question is, at which point did you see yourself as a poet personally?
At what point did I see myself as a poet?
Personally, right. I'm just saying that.
Personally.
Right, right.
Let's say today, right now. This is the first time. And I'm serious. I haven't, you know, until now. I think that life kind of, you know, conspires some sort of, you know, symphony that crescendos to a point of understanding. And my, you know, point break is probably about now, you know. Isn't it Good Friday?
Yeah, you know, that's right. It is. Yeah.
You know, yeah. I haven't, you know, I didn't call myself a poet for a long time. I have felt as if a poet is a beautiful thing to be called, but it felt more like an arrogant thing to call yourself, you know? So anytime anyone has called me that, my response is usually, thank you. Thank you for referring to me as that. Because I don't know if I've had the strength to refer to myself is that.
I mean, given the current chaotic state of the world and, you know, times of such social misery, and you having obviously such a unique ability, you know, and honesty to quest for the truth in your work, how would you categorize your spirituality? Where does it come from? Where's the root?
You know, the same place all the other roots are, underground, you know?
Mm.
That's where the roots are. You know, I was raised in a Christian church and, you know, at some point realized that I could learn, you know, easily see the difference between what God, you know, or the universe or creation would intend for us and what was man-made, you know, and deciphering between, you know, what I could feel from what I was taught and what was being imposed upon me, you know?
Mm.
The idea of being told to fear, you know, God and thinking of God as angry or jealous or, you know, or thinking of oneself as in any elitist way, you know, thinking of oneself or one group in as any elitist way, as if God would reflect the sort of prejudice that we, you know, inject into our you know, mainstream here, as if God would reflect that, as if, no, you are my chosen, you are not. You know, I at some point I had to say, oh, okay, religion is a crutch, but you can't walk with crutches your entire life, because then, you know, your musculature will never develop. You never fully learn to walk. If you break your leg, the doctor will give you crutches. You know, but at some point you have to take the cast off and let the crutches go and walk so that the muscles and bones will develop properly, you know? And at some point, you have to put down your crutches individually. I made that choice years ago. But that doesn't mean, you know, the act of actually giving up one's crutches is not the same as letting go of all of the mental and invisible crutches that we still hold on to because we feel the need to, because we can, because nothing in this world has really simply taught us how to be free.
Hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, moving forward a little bit in your book, The Dead MC Scrolls, you talk about the influence and effect those scrolls had on you in helping you find your voice as an MC and a poet and an artist, of course. Had you not found those scrolls, how do you think your rhyming and writing would have been different today?
Well, The Dead MC Scrolls is a... is what I term as metafiction.
It's
the point where what we create becomes us.
Okay.
You know? And so that it's beyond reality to the point of breaking back into reality. And so the story of the scrolls is a metaphor. And what I'm trying to convey is essentially that I feel spoken through, that I don't feel like I've written everything that's come out of me. You know, I feel like I've been trying to decipher something, you know, an emotion, a way of being, a way of seeing, and have had to, you know, subject myself to awkward stances and ways of holding my pen and pad in order to get those things out.
Right.
Because once again, nothing around me has necessarily invited me to be so open. You know, like, and what I mean by nothing around me is that most people, most that I encounter have enveloped some level of belief that, let's say, allows them to condone something as simple as eating meat without thinking about it. You know?
I mean, you're saying...
You know...
Sorry, carry on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just was curious as to what you meant behind the statement in this book. You said, I believe it was something to the extent of, a lot of people are going to be frustrated. A lot of people are going to be mad when you come out with this book. What did you mean by that?
I was creating a sense of drama.
Okay.
that's you know, like I was in a meeting with my literary agent today, and she told me that, you know, three things sell, like sex, death, and gosh, what was the third one? And and The Dead MC Scrolls, you know, was my way of taking a book of poetry that I felt represented a perspective that was as detached from my ego as I could get it, and finding a way to serve it. You know, it's like if you have a kid and you want your kid to eat some broccoli or kale or spinach, you know, or something like that, and the kid just isn't into it because he's surrounded by kids who are eating hot dogs and Twinkies and all this other stuff, and he's like, why are we different, you know? Maybe you have to find a creative way to get that kid to eat the kale.
Got you.
The Dead MC Scrolls was essentially that. It was me trying to find a creative way to get kids to eat kale.
Genius. That brings me to my next question in the book. You also say that after encountering a text, you began to listen to hip-hop differently. Now, comparing that period of time to today, how have your feelings towards hip-hop have changed, you know, culturally and musically, if you were to compare that period of time to today?
Wait, what was the first period that you referred to?
When you wrote the book, you said that you were feeling... You said that these texts made you listen to hip-hop differently.
Yes. And so listening now, what do I think? Well, you know...
Compared to them,
those
right.
ears with which I listen to hip-hop differently still exist. You know, like there is still a prevailing mentality, you know, and that's not just hip-hop. It's just, you know, like there is... It was interesting to watch how hip-hop is born because so many of us saw so much in it, so much potential. You know, like it almost immediately became politicized, you know, and used as, you know, the voice of the disenfranchised and what have you. And so when hip-hop started taking different turns and voicing something different, you know, becoming the voice of, you know, the man, you know, staring all night at the stripper or what have you. A lot of people like myself became a little disillusioned. Like, is this all we're doing with this now? But it's interesting because, you know, creation is infinite and you can't really control where or how things grow or blossom. Like, I have two kids. And I want and wish and work for the best for them. But at the end of the day, they will make their own decisions and will determine what and how they become. You know? And hip-hop is not my kid. You know, it's me. You know, and if it's not me, then it's like my brother, you know? But it's me, actually. It's my twin brother. And, and it is what it is, essentially. You know, I respect it for what it is, and if it's just a matter of it having its moments. I mean, most MCs that I know don't even feel like rhyming anymore. So, so half of the dialogue about hip-hop isn't even worthwhile because cats aren't feeling that bug like they used to, you know? Cats don't really want to listen to real spit like they used to. They don't want to listen. They want to listen to something a little different. And most cats I know who usually deliver those rhymes are like, I'm thinking about singing. Look at Lil Wayne. Look at Kanye. You know, like cats want to sing, which is wonderful. And so, and if that is the evolution of hip hop, that says something amazing because there's so much vulnerability in singing. There's so much more openness that exists there. And for the cats that want to rhyme, you know, like, you'll always conjure whatever you put over a beat. That's real simple. That's real simple. You know, like that. That's just how it goes down. You know, like D.I.G., Ready to Die, boom, dead. You know, Pac said he never had a criminal record until he said that he did on record. You know, like the power of hip-hop just is the power of hip-hop. If people choose to misuse that power, then we'll see, you know, more rappers getting caught up serving a sentence for not realizing the power of the word.
It's definitely something, yeah, like you said, that power is definitely something that's underestimated today. And I think while we're talking about evolution, it might be interesting to note that Adisa Banjoko, what did he say? He said something on his show a while back about hip-hop's growth. And he basically explained it, described it as being, metaphorically speaking, hip-hop, this thing that lived on a couch and never left the couch. You know, it got lazy. I mean, how do you feel about a statement like that coming from somebody as, you know, influential as Adisa today? I mean,
I think that's adequate statement. Yeah, it did get kind of lazy.
Right.
Got kind of thick and lazy. That's pretty much what it is.
You could even argue that. You could even argue that the same thing's going on today with rappers sinning, as you just said, and not wanting to MC.
Yeah.
I mean, but what about this? We both know that
remember that hip-hop is just a reflection of a lot of things, you know? And in many ways, it's been mostly a reflection of U.S. culture, you know, en masse. That's what hip-hop has been reflecting. You know, when we were voting for Bush, that was the same time we were voting for Jay-Z and 50. You know, like, in 50 has the same birthday as George Bush, and you know, and Jay raps like a Republican. You know, for the most part, I love him. I think he's super talented. But, you know, I'm talking about as far as the positions on money. You know, only now I think he's shifting, you know, and realizing the importance of that shift. And I honor him for that, and I think that, you know, it's that's inevitable anyway. You know, people realizing the power of what's going down is inevitable.
What about this? We both know that hip-hop is an African-American art form, but for our listeners who don't, how is hip-hop African, specifically? In the words of Soul.
You said, how is it African?
How, right, yeah. I mean, from Soul's perspective, not generically speaking, I mean, how does it root back? For our listeners that don't know.
The way that I would put it is, and I wouldn't, you know, hip hop is African, like everything is African, you know, like we all have our roots in a common place on this planet, so it seems, you know, if we learn different, then we'll teach different from what we know now, you know, and from what we can sense and what we can tell, that seems to be the case. Okay, so hip hop is in all, you know, in that interconnected way, of the same family root and center. Above and beyond that, you know, what I think it represents for us is primarily been the voice of confidence. You know, like, you have essentially the posture of the African-American male before hip-hop and after hip-hop. You know, and before hip-hop, it wasn't, you know, too many years before hip-hop, when a black man could be lynched for looking into the eyes of a white woman. And, you know, now in hip hop, you know, or just even 10 years in hip hop ago, when cats were like, just staring bare chested with diamond necklaces going, what? Staring at the face of anybody. That was essentially to me what hip hop was about. It was about finding the chant that would make us stand erect as a people. You know, it wasn't necessarily always the most progressive chant or any of those things. It was just essentially what was needed to make a bunch of cats feel confident enough in being themselves despite their, you know, financial being, historical being, or whatever. You know, just feeling like you could earn that respect. That's, to me, that's what it was about. And
yeah.
And so that's the context that I put it in, more so than, you know, trying to point out how it's African or whatever. I think it's, I don't know the importance of that as much as I feel the importance of pointing out what it's accomplished as far as achieving, you know, the articulation of confidence.
No, that's the answer I wanted to hear. Exactly. What about musically? Yes. I mean, how would you distinguish the native drumming of Africa compared to the drumming of Americas? Because there's a difference.
Well, musically, yeah. The difference that I feel is primarily that, you know, when I think of hip hop, I don't think of just African polyrhythms. I think of Native American drumming, which is often depicted as much more sparse. And if you mix the sparse Native American drummings with the polyrhythmic, dense, you know, more West African drumming, if you put that together, then instead of the brrr or the boom, 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 you'd have the which is hip-hop, you know? So it's a mixture of those worlds, you know? Like, that's why I don't point to just that. I don't think if it happened in America, it happened because of the Europeans here, as well as the Africans here, and the Native Americans here, and the trees here, and, you know, the culture here. Like, it's all of these things. You know, it's all of these things, and these things are a melting pot, essentially.
Mm. And of course, this week proved how far hip-hop has come when Run DMC were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And now for you personally, yeah, for hip-hop, how do you feel? I mean, how do you feel about the significance of this induction?
Yo, that really exciting for us is like, you know, the little boy in me who grew up defending hip-hop as music. Yeah, that was, you know, the way it went down at school, you know, where cats would be like, it's not even music, he's just talking, you know, and we'd be like, it is too music, you know, and so it's exciting to see those cats get recognized now.
Incredible. Incredible. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, how do you want to see your legacy understood for your vision, voice, and vocation when it's all said and done?
I imagine that I would simply want to be recognized as someone who achieved himself in his lifetime, you know? Whether that means speaking up, speaking out, or, you know, simply being, or spreading love, or helping build, or lending his hand, or lending his voice, you know, I just would like to be seen as someone who, you know, used his talent to help do what he felt was great. You know, if I was good with working with my hands or whatever, you know, in some other capacity, I'd try to do the same stuff I'm doing based on the, you know, whatever skills or talents I have.
Right.
It turns out that, you know, most of the things I'm able to do are, you know, fall into the realm of, I guess, artistry or whatever. And so I'm just trying to do my part through that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most encouraging moment in your career so far, then, what would you say?
You know, it might have been a few years back when I was, the first time I toured South Africa was with Muta Baruka and Sarah Jones.
Okay.
And I had a reading in Johannesburg, and of course, because Muta Baruka was there was just this enormous turnout of just, you know, Naya Bingi, just crazy turnout. And I didn't know that there was a disc jockey named Rude Boy Paul who was playing my poem, Shaklak Clack, quite regularly on the radio station there for some time. And when I got up speak for the first time in South Africa, I started reciting this poem and watched and heard as all these voices in the audience started reciting it with me. And it shook me. You know, as an African-American, feeling like words and thoughts and feelings, you know, could reach overseas in that way, and not in a general sense. Like, I'd actually grown up with my parents being activists in relation to, you know, the anti-apartheid movement, and, you know, in our household, we had boycotted all sorts of products, and, you know, and when Serafina was, you know, when the cast of that play was exiled, and they were on Broadway, like, I saw that play 7 times, there was just a connection that I felt to that country in particular, and having that experience there was really a gift for me.
Incredible. Incredible. I would imagine that being, yeah, pretty inspiring.
Definitely.
We've got a few listener questions, Saul, if it's okay. I know it's been a very a long feature, but absolutely, people are really appreciating your time out there.
No problem.
We've got Rough Styles from Cardiff, and he's asking, what do you think of the Zeitgeist Dependum and the forecasted predictions for the year 2012?
2012. All right. Well, I pretty much subscribed. My birthday is on leap year, which means that I am pretty much a victim of the Gregorian calendar. And so I've always looked at time and the calendar in a questionable way. When I look at 2012, I think in order to gain a holistic perspective of it, one of the things you have to keep in check is cynicism and fear, you know, and realize that all that is pointed in the direction that is inward and upward and beyond is safe, you know, even if it feels like the end of everything. So that I think it's not a question of an end of time. Now, he asked about Zeitgeist Addendum, and I might start by saying I have not watched the Zeitgeist Addendum, but I'm just giving my opinion of 2012. I think that that there is, you know, as who is it, Jose Arguelles? What's his name? An author who talks about the time in the technosphere, and he refers to the technosphere as the realm of reality that corresponds with what we believe in. Essentially, reality is based upon agreement. You know? And so if we all agree that something is real, then lo and behold, now it is, because we've determined that it is and we've invested our belief system. You know, like that investment does yield results. You know, it becomes matter, it becomes a reality, even if in a broader scale it's a lesser reality, it's malleable. You know, if we have invested that much belief into it, then we're forging its existence for it, you know, because belief has its power. Because focused thought has its power, because all of these things have their power. But the technosphere is not the end-all. Beyond that would be the new sphere, and the new sphere is the realm of existence that is, whether you believe in it or not. And that's the spot that we're all stepping into, that spot of clarity and understanding that knows that we are all interconnected, that knows that we are all one, whether the churches teach it or not. You know? And so within that understanding, and within that greater understanding that so many of us are stepping into as we find the courage to step away from whatever we're born into and find the courage to question our teachers and authority and say, look, anything you're teaching us other than we are all one is warfare. Stop it. You know? So that when you begin to realize, you know, just with a Taoist, you know, sense of clarity, how things must be kept into perspective, whether that's nationality, whether that's an idea of race, an idea of gender, an idea of religion, or how all these things can yield their fruit and can be, you know, helpful in your growth process and in your yearning to, you know, accelerate your growth and in your yearning to speak up for a disenfranchised group, that they can all be helpful, but even that has to be kept into perspective because, you know, we are all just, you know, spirits passing through and share that common connection. So anyway, 2012 is that time where most of us or many of us step into that realization, and those of us who don't, we'll see, you know, how that plays out. I don't think it's any more violent than those of us are imposing upon. You know, like, it's hard to say. I just watched the film Knowing, you know, and we are consciously and constantly investing in this idea of an end of times and thus, you know, playing our part in conjuring it. And so it depends on how many people invest and how many people outvest, you know, what happens. But hey, we successfully elected Obama here in the States. So, like I said, as long as you keep cynicism and fear in check, everything's cool.
We've got so many questions. We've just got to one more. Charles Muger asks, have you read the book, The Secret? And if so, what do you think about it?
You asked me about The Secret on air. That's what I think about The Secret. You know, The Secret ain't a secret no more. The Secret is what I just said. It's about manifestation. That's what I was just talking about. And no, I haven't read the book. I saw the movie, but before I saw the movie, we had lived the life and spoken the word. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It's It's simply realizing that what you say matters, i.e. becomes matter. Word up. Word is bond. We've known it all along.
Right.
That's the secret. You know, is maintaining the fullest harmonious, you know, state of being within a lifetime, you know, and yielding compassion and being mindful of your actions and yes, doing unto others and yes, sharing and giving and loving and achieving and driving and lifting and, you know, all of those things, growing, you know, challenging yourself beyond your comfort zones and realizing the interconnectedness of that and your perspective, you know, realizing that if you label yourself as a cynic and you're always expecting the worst and you are conjuring the worst. You know, once you realize that you play a role in defining and defining your reality, then you know that you have to lift your head and consciously choose,
yeah,
you know, better than.
Yeah.
And you do that reminding everything you say in small talk and big talk, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not a secret anymore.
Absolutely, man. Listen, it's been a real pleasure. We thank you so much, Saul Williams. I think everybody who's in tune and everybody will hear the podcast on iTunes, etc. Really appreciate your time this evening. Before we finish, though, I wonder if you could just ask one more favor from yourself. I wonder if we get a very quick drop for the radio show while you're with us. Would that be okay?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, the radio show then, the radio station is Conspiracy Worldwide Radio.
Okay.
And the name of the show is the Friday Night Live Show.
All right.
And the two hosts are Montana and Menace.
So what's up? This is Saul Williams, and you're listening to Conspiracy Radio on the Friday Night Live Show with Montana and Menace. Peace.
All right, man. Thank you so much. God bless. We wish you all the best this year, and hopefully we'll speak again at some point throughout the year.
All right. Thanks,
Saul.
Take care. Saul Williams, the Friday Night Live Show. We have a guest who has been waiting for 20 minutes. He's in a car in London. He's been on flights today. He's been on studio work today. He's had such a long day. He's traveled miles to be with us on the show. Just to be ironic, I'm going to play this before we get to him. Conspiracy Worldwide.
I make a say. When I
poker face, but poker face,
I make a say. What up?
Shout going out to the naughty neighbors.
She wanna have whatever she like. She can if she bring her friend. And we can have one hell of a night through the day. Ay, I mean, staring like a creeper, cause you got a beeper. I mean, you probably might be saying you ain't jogging either. But man, old girl got a fat old ass. Yeah, the type to make you tell a bitch just dance. And fuck them other niggas, cause you down for her bitches. Fuck them other niggas, cause she down for the sticking. And fuck them other niggas, so she down for some licking. And fuck them other bitches, cause she down for the tricking up. I'm hoping she a rider when it's said and done. And she spit it up and swallow now. I ain't got a trip about the niggas who like. Girl, give me a mommy, no, can really make her go.
Oh, oh, oh,
yeah, yeah. When I
poker face, poker face,
I make a say. Yeah. When I
hey,
what she talking about? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She said she want whatever she like. She said she gon' bring her friend. And we gon' have a hell of a night through the day. I made a say.
I didn't think Kanye, after this week's news, was that inclined. I would have thought this sample would have been poke his face.
Sorority, so that explains why I love
the gay fish ears. Anyway, thank you to Saul Williams. There's a bit of Kanye West there. Hilarious track, I think you'll agree. But we've got to keep things moving now, because, like I said, he's had a long day. His name's Ninth Wonder. He is in the back of a car, travelling through London, ready to go to his hotel, ready to get into his bed, nice and tucked up, ready to sip his Perrier water after the poison, which is British food, that he's been experiencing tonight. Let's bring him in now, without much further ado. I don't think we'll have that long with him, but we'll see. He's had a very long day. I sound like an understanding mum now, don't I? He's had a very long
call right now, so please leave a message.
Okay, one second, we'll try again. He must have no network in his car, hopefully. Apparently he's got the phone in his hand. Hello, Ninth Wonder. Welcome back to the Friday Night Live Show.
Okay, this is Ninth Wonder, and I'll pass it to him right now.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Ninth Wonder. Welcome back to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hey, what's going on with you?
We're doing very well. Now, I understand totally now that you've had such a long day. You've flown in today into the UK. How have things been going, man? How was customs with you? Were they kind with you?
Yeah, man, customs is customs, man. But the most important thing, I got into the country, man. I'm here. You know, I'm loving the time I'm having so far, and hopefully we can have a banging party on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, give the breakdown of the reasons why you're here with venues, if possible, man. I mean, let the people know they're in tune now of where to catch Ninth Wonder while you're here.
It's going to be at Westbury, man. It's going to be at Westbury, Up Rock Entertainment, Up Rock, Pancake Gallery, and True School. I have a company called True School, man, and what we do is we specialize in playing the music from our generation. And that's the first hip-hop generation, man. So 1979 and 1997. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do, man. That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully you're going to have that good time. Now, part of that good time includes food. I understand this evening you've been sampling a little bit of English food. How did that go down? Where did you eat, and what do you think of it?
Balance, B-A-L-A-N-S, I think. I mean, it was straight American cuisine, though. It was hamburgers and fries. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, it was good though, nonetheless. And I got me some takeout to bring back. That's what I'm saying, man. So I'm ready. Like I said, man, tomorrow I'm going shoe shopping tomorrow. Get some exclusive sneakers to take back to the States.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, the only thing with shopping out here in the UK is, of course, the currency, you know, with the whole credit crunch and everything. Everything's a few more dollars out here, but I should imagine that's all being taken care of for you. Listen, man, let's talk about music then. I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you've been wanting to get to bed at this time of day with everything you've been through. What about projects then for 2009? Just give us a whole breakdown like DJ Premier did a few weeks back when we was on Ninth Wonder. What's coming from yourself this year, man?
Man, I got a lot of work coming with David Banner. A lot of community and music work coming with David Banner right now. I have two labels. I have one called Jamala, and that's spelled J-A-M-L-A, and the other one is called The Academy. And I'm coming up with artists on both labels. One label's on the station on the East Coast, and the other one is stationed on the West Coast of the United States. So I'm doing that, man. I got a joint on Wale's new album, man. Also, Wale and I are doing a mixtape for LRG. Clothing company, and man, there's more beats, man. There's more beats.
Mm, yeah, exactly, man. Now, there's a rumors that there's a video with yourself, Wale, Joe Budden, and company. Was the partial reason why Kid Cudi wanted to retire. Now, what's this rumor about? That video?
It's definitely a rumor, man. Actually, man, that whole video was actually an excerpt of. We're having a discussion on the freshman 10 class that was on the cover of XXL, and we're talking about Kid Cudi, Asher Roth, Wale, Corey Guns, Currency, Mickey Fax, everybody that was on that cover. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that, you know, Joe Budden used the Kid Cudi part. It had nothing to do with Kid Cudi wanting to retire or anything like that, because the only thing I said was I hadn't heard enough of Kid Cudi to make, you know, any type of opinion on him, but I did like the Day and Night record. It reminded me of an 80s MTV record, pretty much, like an 80s record. So, and, you know, I spoke to Cudi about it, and, you know, it's definitely a rumor, man. That guy decided to retire, man, before he even seen that video. That video had nothing to do with him wanting to retire.
No, absolutely, and it did strike me as strange, but like yourself, I hardly even heard of him, hardly even heard a record, and suddenly it's all over, like this superstar is going to retire, here we go, and it was a strange situation. But what about your response to Fonte's words? A few listeners we've got now have been asking about this. Fonte was on our show, he mentioned something very innocently about Kanye West. He said that he felt Kanye was a bit of a coward in some sense, and then it was all over the web, and he was misquoted, it was out there. I mean, this sort of thing happens, doesn't it? Now we've got the internet, that just innocent words from people suddenly can be blown up out of proportion.
Right. It's definitely a situation where the internet is a gift when it comes to the fact that, you know, it's free promotion, free press, is definitely back in the people's hands now in that particular aspect. What the internet is dangerous is there's no blur, there's no line between the fan and the artist. It's like it used to be a time where, you know, fans were fans and artists were artists. You didn't get to know and see everything what artists were doing. Mm-hmm. It leaves something to the imagination. Now the fans are, the fans know exactly what's going on in the artist, with artists right now. You understand what I'm saying?
I like, do. Twitter. I'm just going to say one word, Twitter. You know,
there yeah, exactly. It's like, and all of us are a part of these social networking sites, but it's like, you know, it's kind of like if something happens in the industry, the cats who are not in the industry knows about it just as fast as the ones that are. So there's no blurred line between the artist and fan anymore when it comes to the net. And that kind of causes a problem.
Yeah, yeah. It has its positives, of course. It allows that kind of ego massage for all artists, anybody creative, to see the people typing constantly, you know, and bigging you up and patting people on the back. That's obvious. But at the same time, yeah, that back in the day, it used to be that artists were iconic. There was a huge distance between a listener and the artist. So like you just said there, that made, I think, artists much more, I suppose I'm going to say the word again, very iconic, weren't they, back in the day? But now you can talk to Ice-T in person on Twitter if you want.
Hey, exactly. Like, if I went to a show, if I went to a Lauryn Hill show or EPMD show, and I didn't like the show, you know, I couldn't get on a blog and say, I went to your show, I didn't like it, blah, blah, blah. It's just no, like I said, there is no middle ground between, there's no blur, the lines are blurred between fan and artist right now, which kind of takes away the fact of who's the artist and who's the fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So, you know, it's a privilege to do what we do, and we're kind of killing the privilege.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, magazines, hard copy magazines, they're suffering real bad because of the power of these listeners who set up blogs. And then the blogs become extremely famous because we have to use that word. And then they've got power. Their say is very powerful. So, yeah, strange how it's all changing. What about collaborative projects then with other artists? I mean, is there another Merce or Jean Grey project in the offing at all?
Merce and I are doing another record. But that's about it. I'm not, you know, and I think Buckshot and I do another record as well. But that's about it. I'm more kind of trying to concentrate on the CEO executive side right now and see what I can, you know, manifest some artists myself and put them out and kind of bring a balance to music right now. That's basically it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, earlier we were talking to funk man Del the Funky Homo Sapien on the show. He was talking about the lack of funk that we've got now in hip-hop. How do you feel about the level of soul that we've got within the production of hip-hop today?
Yeah, it's definitely who stole the soul. Definitely that. But I mean, I do as much as I can is to keep the soul in the hip hop, man. Soul will never die. Soul has been around for a very long time. It's just up to the point that we have to do it. We have to make it so. We have to make it important for us to do soul music. And you know, as long as we got cats like myself, Kanye and Just Blaze and Black Milk and cats like that, and soul is not going anywhere.
No, absolutely, absolutely not, man. What's your schedule like then, other than the live shows or the next couple of days? I mean, have you got the radio slots guaranteed and magazines and stuff? I mean, just break down very quickly what's coming.
Yeah, I got a lot of radio interviews coming up, man. Mm. A lot of magazine spots coming up, man, while I'm here. And it's going to lead all the way up to the show on Sunday, man.
Absolutely, ready, man. To go. Absolutely. And if you are on the Sarah Love show, just a reminder that her boyfriend, who co-hosts with me on this show, says what's up. Listen, man, we're going to end this now because I know you've got things to do, including a little bit of sleeping before tomorrow's big shopping day. Can we get a very quick drop then before we bounce out for the show, and then we'll wish you all the best for the weekend?
What exactly? What do I need to say exactly?
Okay, just two things. Conspiracy Radio and the Friday Night Live Show.
Okay. Yo, what's going on, man? It's the Grammy Award winning producer, Knife Wonder, man. You're rocking live in the UK, London, man. The Friday Night Live Show. Peace.
Absolutely perfect. All right, God bless. We wish you all the best. I hope you, the flight back, you're just as happy as you think you're going to be with the UK. I'm sure you will be. And hopefully we'll speak again very, very soon.
Okay, man.
All right, take care of yourself. God bless. Knife Wonder. About it. I don't think he sounded tight. He sounded fresher than me and Menace. I don't know. But anyway, that's how it goes down. Thank you so much to Ninth Wonders people. Forgetting your name now on air. But thank you anyway for making it happen tonight. I know it's been a long, drawn-out process, but we got there. In the end, still one more guest to come. In fact, no, two.
Mousetrap, I watch my feet. Southwest. Go.
Yeah, it's fear and loathe.
What can I do? What can I do?
Yeah, nowhere to turn, it's only concern. It's getting the moolah, that's how the hood do y'all. Sparring with the devil, tote heavy metal. Guns and roses, the have-nots Moses. Oh Jesus, he's falling to pieces. Supporting his mama, brother, cousin, and niece. Stress affecting his features. Pressure eat you, leave you empty. Make the strong seem weaker, eat it deep.
What can I do?
Shouting out to all the Chinese listeners on Skype.
What can I do?
If you can understand me.
Broke down, lost it. So cold, his heart can't be defrosted. Feeling exhausted. Trust no one, strangers making him nauseous. Can't help but be cautious. Stuck in the crosses. Seeing kingpins and gangsters end up with dolphins. And I ain't talking Miami, I'm talking about coffins. Murder's real life and it occur often. When niggas start slipping, better watch when you're walking. Head up, eyes wide, oh my, no job. In the city where the killers reside. 10 times out of 9, somebody will die. And some mess risking their life just to get by. No lie.
What can I do?
Oh.
What can I do?
Get up!
What can I do?
What can I do? Yeah. Baby crying, yes I'm trying to make good out of bad, keep his hand on iron. No quit, no stopping, there's no retiring. No Hall of Fame, no awards and crime. No rewards, just stress, no peace of mind. For God's sake, fill his plate, please allow him to shine. In the midst of bullshit, more mountains to climb. On the search for the good life, but it's hard to find.
What can I do? What can I do?
Yeah, all my black folks need to stand up, man.
Okay.
We need to ride for each other.
Shouting out to Big Steel.
I was raised in the bottom of the slums. I'm a product of the slums. Trying to make it to the top because the bottom's where I'm from. Been a long time coming, but a change gotta come. I ask the Lord for his help with every breath in my lungs. After all of the rain, I pray for the sun. Just so I can maintain, I stay with my gun. Alabama is the home in the heart of the South. Still ran by the Klan, so it's hard in the South. For a young black male, wanna lock me in a cell. Hit me with an L so I can't make bail. I've been wishing for a heaven because I've been through hell. Most of my niggas dead or they locked up in jail. But time will tell and soon we'll know just how to prevail. Cause soon we'll grow and then we'll show them crackers what we know. Although it went a little slow, we got all our black folks out the ghetto.
Yeah. Born the ghetto, Cucko, right now bank here. Hollywood Road is the place. Soon I'm here, Cucko. Northwest Atlanta. Zone 1. Yeah. Yeah, they 9 to 5 my ass too. But payback's a motherfucker, know that. Dirty South, Boss Jack on them. Yeah, the product of my mama and my daddy love. Born in the cotton fields, raised on the back of the bus. White folks made us tough, thanks to slavery. Only Ted Turner them to prove my bravery. My roots run deep from Harriet to Marcus. In these days and times, your boy's still a target. Wish I had a starship to escape the bullshit. Enemies in my household and in the pulpit. I ain't religious, but I praise the Most High. The devil say we go to heaven when we all die. It's all a lie, just like them folly acres in a mule. 50 lashes cross my back, cause I break them rules. On the road to doom, cause I say screw mouse. Set fire to his castle, that's where they kept us captive. Cujo got love good, and she hit rebel with a call. United we stand, divided we fall.
Now the Ku Klux Klan, they ain't going nowhere, cuz they just ain't wearing them shit.
The Sound of Dirty featuring Cujo Goody.
It's the same motherfucker that's locking your ass up for life, for nothing, cuz.
Who's that peeking in my window?
Motherfucker running this motherfucking country, cuz.
It's Jeff Trankel.
Been on our shit. We need to kill on our shit, man. On everything. Puerto Rican Jews, Latinos, and the Mexicans. Black folk, Indians, all of us next of kin. Hell, all all of us need to be best of friends. If you ain't know by now, the Klan trying to do us in. And what that proven then? All the rich neighborhoods where they used to live, black folks moving in. It's segregation finna start again. All my white folks, now we're black folks. You need to talk to your friends. They say we're free, but somebody lied. How we free and they burnt the church the day Coretta King died? Ku Klux Klan walk down the street with their pride. If black folks do it, they'll say we're starting to ride. Now they trying to send the Mexicans back to Mexico. I wonder if they getting the boat ready for the black folks. Hold your pride, we gotta let them racists know it. First chance for us to rise, I just hope we don't blow it out the ghetto. The way these black folks killing, man, and the way we battling against each other. Everything Dr. King stood for, and everything Malcolm X stood for, and Mega ever stood for, and everything they died for, cuz it's all in vain. All love in vain. It's all kind of black Negro college funds. It's all gonna go about to get in school, man. Become doctors and lawyers, man, so we can fight this system right. We can't fight this system out the hood, man. So all my black folks, you gotta stand up. We gotta fucking rise, cause nigga, we at war. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
Simply Google Mr. Montana or Menace Conspiracy Worldwide. Check out all the Facebooks, MySpace. If you listen to the shows, get at us, let us know.
Yo, 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 word, what happened, man?
Next guest on the way.
Take it easy, alright? Sit down, sit down. When you yo, boss, in the two Baltimore martinis, please.
As we switch speeds for that 2:20 a.m. UK feel.
Take a sip of this drink. This not a drop the weight. Sweet when it's touching a tongue. A tangy aftertaste. On the rocks, if you're liking your life, is hella rough. Sorta like the smoke that you puff. You're coughing up your trust. Want a shake and a stir. Your homie, what's the word? Drink till your vision is blurred. You stumble round the curves. In the heart of the city, you're barely on your feet. Walking through the darkest of alleys, you see them bums sleep. Keep walking that road. A couple cats nod. Right when you're turning your back, you're flat and getting robbed. A dose of this life, and now you take a check. Bet if you're sipping again, you'll get some ill effects. Take a sip of this life, don't let it pass by. Big sigh, wipe your eyes, the city going just like. Maybe I pray to be a better way. Take a sip of this life, don't let it pass by. Big sigh, wipe your eyes, the city going just like. Maybe I pray to be a better way. Drunk and you're ready, steady to take a shot. Watch when my brother was popped from two twin Glocks. Anger inside, I try to get revenge. That's when the truth came clear. A pair is best friends. A cock of the guns and the bullets went pow. Put me down to my knees, I should be dead now. Slipping away, I shot my last round. Right when I seized the breathe, the man hit the ground.
Your word, you need to slow down a bit. Listen to me and have another drink. Relax your mind and catch your breath for a minute. You're lucky to be alive, man. You could have been heavily injured. Now I'm sorry about your brother, so please accept as I express my sincere and deepest regrets. But now it's time to think about the life that you've got left. Look in his eyes, saw the pain in.
Take a sip of this life, don't let it pass by. Big sigh, wipe your eyes, the city going just. Maybe I pray to be a better way.
Fertilize the soil and reap what's been sown. A single mom to a fatherless child before it's born. I can't explain that to your wife, cause the hell you're headed for can't compare to the fury of a woman scorned. How will your children fare without a little parental guidance? No man to explain, no need to go the route that I went. The truth in this, it lies within the iris. Even when a man has found himself to be temporarily blinded, I point out the wrongs, don't ask me where the right is. But when in darkness, no up is the way to where the light is. You've lost your way, but you can always try to find it. And when in doubt, fight for reason. Brother, that's what life is. Now hope is just around the corner, you just need to make the turn. Money may come easy, but happiness you'll have to earn. I know it all seems hard right now, and you might wish you died. Bow my head in honor of his brother.
Take a sip of this life, don't let it pass by. Big sigh, wipe your eyes, the city going just. Maybe I pray to be a better way. Take a sip of this life, don't let it pass by. Big sigh, wipe your eyes, the city going just.
Matt Smith and INC the Poet. Phone is ringing. Oh my God, danger! It's probably Semtex again. Begging me again. All right, our next guest, straight after this one.
I know I shouldn't have to say it. I shouldn't have to tell you this. It's STI. Damn, I shouldn't have to spell this shit. I should be done with bragging and boasting that I'm the best at this. But when I look around, folks still not getting it. So I gotta beat up a horse that's on his deathbed. And this verse will just reinforce all that I just said. I got my hood on my back, and sometimes my left leg leans. I don't do this for cream, although I get bread. I was ill as a kid, having a wet bed flowing in my sleep. You suck since you were breastfed. I'm so advanced, I would get headway before sex ed. Look at my life, I'm trans, continental, overseas. I'm collecting women, measure my success in the metric system. Stimuli, the focal point and focus of blog sites. My job's writing sick shit to make A&R's tight. Running with hard white was scary, so I picked up a pen. I put my life and times on record and I let people in. They call me a superhero, but my powers are real. I can't leap tall buildings, I reach small children. I'm God.
In my hood, I'm known as a python. Shot stimuli, oh, it down, Gabe.
Only pop up when the mic's on. Mask on, only strap up when the heat's on. Shoot around your ankles till both of your feet's gone.
Conspiracyworldwide at gmail.com.
On, I see your palm, palms,
shout out to Free Girly 2009.
See, make me sick. Like
that site looks quite interesting, that free site.
Let's paint the White House black. Roll through your hood with enough artillery to kill a village in Iraq. You niggas sweating like Shaquille O'Neal. Cause I'm one of the hottest niggas and I'm on your heels. Before I die, you gon' feel the pain I feel. They'll play your death back like a highlight reel. Wanna take me out the game, then try hard. Swallow the Viagra, so if I go out, I'm gonna die hard.
The Watchman, Sha Stimuli.
The one is them too, talking all that shit. And the nigga trying to diss, he best be watching the six. I perform the ritual, they call it clipping capers. And transform from things into a deadly individual. I'm such a raw dog, yo, the effort is minimal. Capable to turn the lyrics into money residual. I go hard, ain't no other nigga nice like this. Get all kinds of teeth, shed the gouda and slip. Do a shape shift trick, go from rapper to hangman. Niggas disappearance out the walls of gangland. Y'all speak bitch, y'all speak Teflon. Talk the Superman. Man, shit, when you wake up your S on, every superhero has to have an emphasis. So wipe it bad since I emerged about the abyss. Need to flip the complex, man, your mind ain't right. I live in real life, so bullets do the same thing as kryptonite.
My Watchman. Okay, let's bring our next guest on tonight. He's a producer that many, many people will be familiar with. Excuse me, although you may not be fully familiar with everything he's doing, and you won't know for a bloody fact what he's doing right now. He's mixing down an album, and we're going to talk about it with himself. Exile is his name. Let's bring him on.
Hello?
Hello, Exile. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing, Exile? Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing well, man. Now, let's start with the here and now before we backtrack through everything that's been happening to you in your career. Let's go on what you're working on right now. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in Fresno, California, working on Fashion's Boy Meets World album, just mixing it and getting it ready to send off to be pressed up.
And the album's called Radio, I believe.
No, this one right here is Boy Meets World with Fashion, MC out of Fresno. But the album I have out right now is called Radio, Exile Radio.
Excellent, brilliant. Right, listen, this thing, I mean, we've had Fashion on the show, and he's one of those type of artists that you just want to support. The guy is so, so talented. But you look around, you just feel like, I really hope Fashion gets the exposure that his talent deserves, man.
Definitely, definitely.
I mean, he's just, you know, he's...
Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to present him the best way, you know, that I can, you know, I mean... with his own presentation that he makes himself, you know, just to add to what he's already got. And man, I think everybody's going to be real receptive to what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. You know, just some good art and good reflection on what it's like for this 21-year-old kid or the 20-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just me trying to paint the landscape behind him, you know, behind his words. And man, it's a real great album. I'm really, really excited about it. And yeah, man, I think it's going to be a good thing for hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, bring out some new artists into this hip hop community. I think that's what we need, you know, some newness, some future legends.
yeah, and real, anyway, real future legends, you know, talented ones, not like the ones that, you know, the mainstream radio push at people, you know, who say they're talented, like, you know, but real authentic artists. And Fashion is definitely one of those, as is yourself, man. I mean, the thing about you as a producer is you've always been different. You've never wanted to emulate anything at any point. The album Radio, which I misquoted a second ago, the two names mixed up, of course, just shows that. But I mean, going back through all your early work, I mean, that's just been a predominant theme through everything you've done, is the word you used, newness and total originality.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to follow in the footsteps of the pioneers before me, you know, like Primo or Pete Rock, you know. I mean, these cats, you know, they weren't just trying to make beats for whoever was hot at the moment and get their little spot on the album. They were trying to develop artists and add something to this culture, you know, to this art form. You know, I feel like what was motivating them was the art, where nowadays a lot of hip-hoppers, what's motivating them is the money, you know, and they're just kind of turning an art form into more of like a sport, which I think is pretty whack. So, you know, I'm just trying to bring it back to that, you know, bring it back to finding new talent, you know, and developing that and working, us developing each other, you know, and just making art and putting that out to the world. And, you know,
what about the money then?
See what we get back.
What about the money? I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, how much does that concern you when it comes to the putting out of artists like Fashion and your album and everything? I mean, how important is the money though?
You know what? It's all I need is just to be able to pay my rent and eat some food if I can keep doing what I love, you know. So the money is that important to me, just to have enough to be alive. You know, I'm really thankful for what I have, man, and the people I get to work with and what I get to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't need too much more. I mean, I would like to have some extra money. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's not what's driving me to do this. What's driving me to do this is to just, you know, fulfill a dream that I've had since a child, which is to be like, mm-hmm. you know, Primo or like, you know, those type of cats, and mm-hmm. and just really connect and grow with an artist and a different artist and throw them out into the world, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So to speak.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of deads everything else from here on in, doesn't it? Because you've just put it very basically and very simply. Look, I'm trying to fulfill a dream. I want to be like these people. Are we finished now? But you know, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You cut out all the kind of egotistical stuff, and it does. And I will say it does come through in your music, because it is absolutely, you know, there's no ego involved. It's just creativity, and it's just like I said about Fashion, it's talent, and that's what we need. Of course, music runs through.
Yeah.
Music runs through your family, though, doesn't it? I mean, you have past. You have musical family, musical father.
Mm-hmm. I got on my grandfather's side, you know, he did like Italian music. He also did like traditional Mexican music. He taught music. He had a music shop with my father, and my father was in like an early garage rock band called The Lost and Found. They put out a 45 back in the 60s that actually got repressed out in London, actually. And yeah, and on my other side, there was a lot of painters, and I also do a little graffiti painting. But back to the musical side, yeah, there's definitely music in my lineage.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So. I was going to mention about the graffiti side as well in a moment. But, I mean, asking you this question from a kind of psychological point of view, do you think it was like a behavioral thing where you learnt music from your family? Or do you think it was something that was genetic, that you feel you were born? You know, can you think back to that being four or five or six and that's where, you know, you were musical at that point? What do you think it was, genetics, or did you learn it?
I think it was genetic. I mean, I did learn how to play the accordion when I was real young with my grandfather, but actually my father was really not around for the majority of my life, you know, but I knew what he was doing, but he was off doing his music thing and, you know, not in my life. And then I discovered hip hop and I really felt it just happened without being taught that, you know, because my father didn't teach me hip hop, you know, but he didn't really like hip hop. And I remember like playing and what I was into or even like scratching, you know, and he just, he wasn't really digging it at the time, but he passed away. But I know where I'm at now. I think if he was alive today, he would definitely respect what I'm doing, and I know that we'd work together, yeah, and et cetera. But
yeah.
Absolutely,
man. God willing, yeah, that would be the case. We spoke to Del, the Funky Homo Sapien, on the show tonight, and he admitted that he's so obsessed with music that he hardly ever sleeps. He will go into the studio in his home, he will sit there from day till night, and he'll fall asleep at the desk. I mean, are you in that position yet, or do you still do other things outside music?
Yeah, I definitely try to do other things, but right now, you know, I'm definitely doing a lot of touring, and I've really been enjoying that, you know, just meeting new people and getting drunk and stuff. But aside from that, you know, music is pretty much it. But I still get lazy and do other things, or go on hikes, or do graffiti, or you know, just try to live my life, you know. A little of both, man. I try to balance it.
Yeah. So you're not a, like 9 to 5 and then 5 to 9. You know, you do live a life outside.
Well, I have my sections. I have my times where it's just music, nothing else. You know, and then there, you do too much of one thing, you're gonna go crazy either way. So you know, once I got a good batch of beats, you know, I'm like, okay, well now I can do something else, whether that be rapping or just chilling with my girlfriend or whatever. You know, I try to keep it balanced.
Yeah, absolutely.
But get me wrong. I'm a musicaholic, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And obviously, the question that I pose now is: you've mentioned the For Sean album. You've got your album out there. You mentioned about all the people that you've worked with. You've been blessed to work with them, and you have. I mean, looking at the list we've got in front of us, what about 2009 then, man? I mean, what about the artists you're going to be working with or are working with at the moment that even the blogs don't know about yet?
All right, so, you know, I've worked with Aloe, Blue, Fat Sean, Mobb Deep, Jurassic 5, all of them, and I have an album coming out that I executive produced by this cat named Blame One called Days Chasing Days. I produced the majority of the album. I also do some emceeing on the album as well, so be on the lookout for that. Blame One, Days Chasing Days. It's also got production by Blue and Black Milk and some other folks. But aside from that, I'm going to be releasing my solo rap project. I'm rapping, and I made the whole album on a four-track. It's called a four-track mind, and it's just a little look into my mind and my craziness, and I think you guys will enjoy it. It's a little more raw than the stuff I normally do. And beyond that, I'm going to be working with, have a record coming out with Snoop. I'm sure I'll be doing some more stuff with Alchemist and Ev, and what else? Amanda Diva. Yeah, we'll just see what else we have in store with that.
Oh,
another Eminem record, and some more work with Aloe Black as well, too. Bunch of things.
Oh,
you know what? I may go to India to record the next Exile Radio album and do a portion of it with the Indian Airways, you know, just to get a different radio wave to sample and work with for another album.
Yeah, of course, man. That was something I was going to ask you about the radio waves thing. But you're going to go to India? India.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yes, I'm already planning it. I think maybe after October, going to go out to India. Right. And get that experience and get those radio waves.
Wow, man. That's going to be some real authentic Indian radio samples there, man. I respect that. You could have just tuned in on your radio.
BBC go out to India?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe it. It does go out to India. But
I might have to sample some of your vocals too.
Absolutely. No, that'd be terrific. That'd be absolutely perfect. We've had some guests on this show and some interludes, which I'm sure would be a sample worthy without question. Listen, Exile.
No doubt.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time out. We're approaching towards the end of our show now. But it's great to talk to you. We really appreciate then your time tonight. And just before we finish things up then, I'm just going to hand over to my co-host, Menace. He's got a couple more questions I'll just throw in the pot. Menace.
Okay. How you doing, bro?
Good. How you doing, man?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, man. Got a couple of questions coming from our listeners. Couple of them regarding your success. They want to know if Pearly Gates is your first taste of mainstream success. I mean, would you say that was the joint that really got you respected and heard by so many rappers?
I would say that and Below the Heavens with
Classic.
Blue. Definitely. I guess more so than my previous underground stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. In past, you stated that with this album, Radio, you've tried to show love in contrast to the evil. And it's really evident through the sound of this album that it's something that's being portrayed successfully. But what about your next album? I mean, can we expect your next solo project to transcend beyond love and optimism into a darker sound, especially with yourself working with artists like Fashawn, who aren't the most, you know, happiest rappers, you know, so to speak?
You know what? I'm just going to have to start on the album and see what the radio has to offer me and where that takes me. I could see, you know, definitely where the world's going, maybe a little bit more darkness being displayed. But I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Dope. What about working with artists? I mean, how has that changed from artist to artist? You know, working with people like Fashawn, as I just said, and Mobb Deep. How have they challenged you as a producer as opposed to working with, you know, typically uplifting artists like your Slum Villages and Jurassic Fives?
Really, you know, my style really goes across the board. So I have anything for any MC and maybe even I will influence someone like Fashawn to rap, maybe not so dark. I think, we'll have a little bit of both on this next album, Boy Meets World, that'll be coming out. But, I'm actually, I forgot to mention this record I'll be coming out with either this year or next year called Dag Savage, which is myself and Joe Haas, which will definitely be a darker side of hip-hop than I've released in the past.
Oh, dope. That sounds good. Yeah, we look forward to that. Is there anybody else you haven't worked with yet who you'd love to work with? That's coming from a listener in Portugal.
I mean, I got to work with Ghostface. I want to do some more work with any Wu-Tang member or MF Doom or... man, what's her name? I forgot, but you know, yeah, those cats for sure. Bjork, you know, definitely.
And dope.
Joanna Newsom, that's who I was thinking of.
I've never heard of her. Okay.
She's pretty dope. She's wild.
So, for speaking to tonight's guests on tonight's show, there's been a constant theme of what's been missing in music. We spoke to Dell earlier about the level of funk in hip-hop. We just spoke to Nightwonder before you about the level of soul in hip-hop. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about the level of people in this sample game right now? I mean, with you obviously creating this album, Radio, you know, from the airwaves, Los Angeles, how do you feel, you know, people are executing samples creatively today?
Like how, you know, I think you really gotta, you know, flip them and figure out ways to just make it different than anything, you know, anybody else is doing, or be able to work with the artist with your music to kind of make maybe a
mediocre beat, you know, turn into a wonderful production when you add different vocalists over it or whatnot, you know. I think you got to up your game one way or the other, you know. If it's an instrumental, you know, you definitely have to make sure you go above and beyond and incorporate instruments, or maybe make your sample sound wild enough where you don't need to do that, or incorporate vocal samples that have a message, or as I did in radio, or, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Where else could you take it, though, man? I mean, being able to use samples so creatively, surely you could, you know, you could sample anything. What about, like, sampling your day? Just sampling a day of your life on a recorder and trying to incorporate real
sampling
life.
Sampling the what?
Sampling a day. You know, just like when you go out, when you go to work, whatever you do, just sample the sounds and try and use those.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, when you think about it, when you have an NPC, I mean, you could put any sound in there. I mean, you could make it a band. I mean, I've been doing that, experimenting with that, actually, with my boy DJ Day. We've been doing live shows where we've been approaching it like a band. I'll be playing, you know, the drums and some synths and at the same time, and then he'll be playing, like, bass lines, and, you know, you could sample anything and just run with it. And you can use the machine however you want, you know. I'm using it like a percussion instrument when I go out to do shows, and at the same time I'm using it as a keyboard. Yeah. So, I mean, any sound that exists in the world, you have at your fingertips with the MPC or any other device, you know?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, don't limit yourself. Limit yourself, you know?
No.
But definitely, I mean, if you're doing hip-hop, you may want to at least know how to do it the traditional way as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In the days of EJ, nothing can replace that. Nothing can replace the MPC. Final question then from the listeners. Can we expect, or should I say, when can we expect another album with Blue?
Possibly 2010, late 2010, or 2011, which, man, just sounds insane for me to say 2011. I mean, that just sounds like, man...
It's too long.
Age, like.
It's too long. We might have kids.
Yeah, him. Yeah. He's going to be working with some other producers on his album, but I'm sure I'm also going to have my hand in it as well. But then after that, we've already discussed we want to work on our album after that. So.
All right, cool. You got that. You got so much in between then, though, haven't you? 2011 sounds reasonable. All right, listen, Exile, thank you so much for your time. Wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll speak again at some point this year.
Yeah, most definitely. Just to spread the good word out, I'm looking to come out to Europe to do some live NPC shows out there. So, you know, spread the love. Let me know. Get at me somehow, and get me out to London to rock some shows.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch.
Okay, cool, man.
All right, Exile, the Friday Night Live show. Absolute blessing there. We spoke to Ninth Wonder, Exile. And, of course, we spoke to Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien. We've had Saul Williams on the show. We've had Simone on the show. Seems like hours ago she came on. That's probably because it was. It's been a very, very long, epic show. We hope everybody out there has enjoyed it. We're probably going to rock for another 20 minutes. We're likely to line up another guest, but who knows?
It's Punchline.
Let them know.
Vanda Slice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Big Sham, what up?
Uh-huh. Shout out to DJ Dave.
Yo, do it all for the fame. Uh-huh. Got game that I spit at your dame. Now your baby wanna come kiss me like Lil Wayne. Bullets just like bitches, put one in your frame. Change the game, was taught to go against the grain. It's a shame, you can't keep up or maintain. Just like London weather, I'ma always rain. Feel my pain, on point, ready to aim. Cheat my name like Kane, y'all take it in vain. Thoughts insane, me slipping. Your brain's on a permanent vacation. Straight tripping, style different. Punchline the guard, slaughter your rhyme is scarred with lines that's hard. Your cats is frauds, last regrets. Basically, pull your card like I'm rigging the deck. Live in the flesh, punchline off in the zone. My mind shine like diamonds from Sierra Leone.
Yo, what's the crime now? Where every single ghetto got a ton of powder. A dirty move might get you caught up in the last shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, bunch of stimuli, we want in on everything. It's the crime hour, every
single ghetto got a ton of power. A dirty move might get you caught up in the lead shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, budget, stimuli.
Yo, man. I'm a tyrant on the microphone. All your hands a bunch of clones, scared to be themselves, acting like they wasn't going alone. My mind roams into places I can't explain. I go through life stages, but I always peep game. I learned that money is the root of all evil. It helps man commit sin. Some sling, others are sticky with eagles. Some got legit jobs, others is living illegal. And you best believe niggas busting broad daylight. Niggas pockets ain't right, politicians be all crooked. They busy getting ahead while we wasn't looking. The prison system is a money generator. Crime pays in more ways than just one, gotta stay away. Be aware of your surroundings, know who to trust. Always say less, never say more than enough. A few bucks could get you clean right up. In this crazy world we live in, man, it's all messed up.
Yo, what's the crime hour? Every single ghetto got a ton of power. A dirty move might get you caught up in a lead shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, bunch of stimuli, we want in on everything. It's the crime hour. Every single ghetto got a ton of power. A dirty move might get you caught up in a lead shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, bunch of stimuli, we want in on everything, man.
The music user, the booth abuser. If you a student, I could be your tutor. A street dude, buzzing through computers. My refuse to lose mentality got dudes confused. Since I'm always moving smooth, they think that I don't use no tools. Shit is funny, up in Looney Tunes. I run with stupid goons, ready to rumble in case I lose my cool. But I ain't usual, I'm Lucifer trapped inside. Shy, stimuli, I'm a fool on these tracks. And I don't hate Ron Rouse, but I do wanna smack the microphone out his hand. I guess I'm goofy for that. It's beautiful back to back, fourth quarter is crunch time. It comes so easy, I don't focus on punchlines, but I'm here with focus and punchline. Beat slice, he's nice, y'all are like maybe and sometimes or halfway, almost so-so at best. I don't hear you like I'm so-so deaf. Stimuli,
yo, what's the crime hour? Every single ghetto got a ton of power. A dirty move might get you caught up in the last shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, punch, and stimuli, we want in on everything. It's the crime hour. Every single ghetto got a ton of power. A dirty move might get you caught up in the last shower. Money is power, respect is everything. Focus, punch, and stimuli, we want in on everything, man. Money, we want in on everything.
I'm taking it everywhere tonight on the show.
On everything.
Bad Sarah Love getting a little bit. She's getting a bit concerned now, I think. Her fans are turning on her like, don't be nasty, Sarah. And obviously fancies you. He's written poetry for you. So that's been bad. Of course, I spoke about DJ Semtex a little bit earlier as well. Cleared that little situation up. And a few little drops of gossip that was spreading and what happened. Everything broke all that down. I won't say any more about Semtex now. I think I've said enough. But I will say he's got a totally different sense of humour to me on Menace, I think. Listen to this. This is Ja Rule making a statement about the UK, and listen to the laughter which ensues. To me, I think I'd just go, yeah, but Semtex does this.
The pound is worth more than the dollar, bitch.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, so iconic tonight. This is amazing. Project X, understand this.
Let's sip something, Bacardi Red with the tonic. Your girl's jocking. She's so on it. We got big trucks, bionic. What can I say? We're iconic. You're small, you're nothing. We're big, we're something. We're iconic.
Tim Dark, Cool Keith, and Mark Live. Check this.
Let's sip something. What? Two shots of Patron. I got the chaser. It's back home. I got the Henny, the Remy, or the Belvy. Even got the scissor. Can you smell me? You niggas swear you got these hoes on lock. But when dogs get on the set, they be all on my jock. They be all in my face when I'm holding a knot. Then I get them fucked up. Then we off to the spot. Now, don't even think that you can come and cock block. Because I run with the goons and you might get shot. Take my advice, be polite, walk away without a fight. You can live through the night and you can have a happy life. The player status is easy, believe me. But you cats wanna be like DC, and that's beneath me. I get cash money like Weezy. Put dick to your mom, cause I'm an icon.
Definitely feeling this one.
did it, said Declan.
Only joking, everybody, of course. Yeah, be on the lookout for this then. Big shout out to Mark Live. I must have given you my number about five times now.
Hip hop, I'm reppin' it, flow tight, indefinite, reaching for higher excellence, choose the track, it's my destiny, huh? Lord have mercy, these dudes are trying to hearse me. I breathe new life to these tracks, lay baby nursery, 10 fingers and toes, watch this hip hop grow. I've been hot out the dough and been telling you so. If you choose to listen, if not, then oh well, I'll but still keep it moving and watch my music sell. It doesn't bother me, the dudes are in their comfort zone. Any threat to their favorite artists, they fucking gone. Cause most dudes and artists, they favor themselves. Quick to knock your flow if you got talent yourself, huh? But it's all good, it's all hook, ain't nothing stop me. Especially with some Jonesy beats, can't nothing top me. A producer, connect with a producer from the UK, present tracks you ain't used to.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yo, you need to listen clearly, you need to focus now. My brother's hitting the cross borders for hold me down. Stamp the passport and walk on another land. Build connects and indeed recruit some other fans. Through this music you can hate if you wanted to, but I'ma keep it moving, so what is it gonna do? Just wasted breath and wasted time. Expand a greater mind, execute through the rhyme. I live for these lines, my pulse is in the rhythm base. I'm reaching out with respect while others skipping hate. But I would take that and use it as my motivation. Lyrically nice on mics is rhyme cultivation. That's how I operate on tracks, how I execute. And take the world like Peaky and the brain would do. That's what I came to do, these units I'ma make a move. And like the black 007, I'ma make it smooth. Let's get back to the broadcast, roll the forecast. I'm on my grind, other MCs I saw pass. Like the Mark train slick on ice. I went to being dope from he will suffice. Now what's the words that you high and mighties have to say? After today it's a guarantee I'ma get a play. And get away to an island with a fineness. Lay on the beach with a drink where you find this. Call it relaxed, it will show they how this action feel. Get with the wind and not these dudes from the actor's guild. I am the truth, the proof, hip hop's alive. Let me bring you down to size. A word from the wise, a word from my sponsor. Yes, I am a monster. Skylar made me rocking microphones since a youngster. Yeah,
since grade school, dude.
Golden era, baby. Jonesy, what's good, man? The game is so polluted, it's time that we reviewed it. Over Jonesy B, Skylar man well suited. Any occasion, hip-hop persuasion. Rejoin together to present tracks that's blazing. It's so polluted, it's time that we reviewed it. Over Josie B, Scala man well suited. Any occasion, hip-hop persuasion. Rejoin together to present tracks that's blazing.
You're enjoying this sometimes.
It's time that we reviewed it. Over Josie B, Scala man well suited. Any occasion, hip-hop persuasion. Rejoin together to present tracks that's blazing.
Shout going out to Evil D and Maceo from De La Soul. I was watching you. That sounds wrong. I was watching you on cam the other night. I was watching your radio show, Maceo. Watch my tweets and our updates and that. And you're about to see when Maceo's next on. It is a bit revealing. There is like a, it shows you who's listening. And there was myself, Evil D, and Maceo doing his show, but it was a great show, so I want more people tuning in and watching him. He has the video camera up on there as well. It's Maceo from De La Soul, and there's no more to be said about it. You know, he's on Serato, he's on the decks. It was a classic show. It was about 3 a.m. our time, but I had nothing else to do. It was a good show, so be on the lookout for that. Look out for Maceo. I think it's called the De La Soul Dugout, the De La Dugout, something like that. Great show. Shout out to Evil D for making that happen. Right, we're about to get out of here, but not before we bring on our last guest. We thought we'd bow out, save the best till last, and hope he picks up the phone. He has no idea we're calling. But that never stops him. Who could it be? I don't know. Who could it be?
No.
Shut up, Semtex. Who could it be? Let's have a look. Who the hell will this be? Our final guest of tonight's epic show, Friday Night Live show.
This is Jeff Trinkle. Please leave a message.
Oh, okay. Let's try one more time. Try one more time. It is Easter.
Jeff Trinkle, please.
Oh, wow, we tried. You've always got to try with Jeff Trinkle. Leave it. You've always got to try with Jeff Trinkle. Listen, we're about to bounce out then. It's 2:51 a.m. We've been on air now for almost 5 hours. Coming into our sixth hour of broadcast. So we are going to leave the airways now. We're going to leave the podcast. I think we'll finish up on something that we've not had a chance to play tonight, but it is an absolute classic. So taken from that amazing mixtape album, let's go into it now. Project X, look out for the Tim Dog verse on this as well, man. It was like having Skinny Niner back on record. It's unbelievable. We're out of here, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed tonight. We'll catch you next week, April 17th, with a whole host of new guests and another 4 or 5 hours of brand new music.
Yeah, Project X.
X.
I'm a clergyman, black priest.
Ball, baller. Black priest.
I'm a clergyman, preacher, godfather, Mustafa. They coming up missing like a bandit bank robber. They remember picking up Bam Bam, he used to big clobber. Fred Flint, y'all see the stone, training in the gym. Who want Jack Jones? Madison Square Hat Safari. Give him a black eye like Jerry Quarry. If her booty don't stink, she can borrow from me. I seen your Rolls Royce FedEx down to Tennessee. Fur coat in 100 degrees. I shoot a winter breeze. Alligators with real eyeballs on them. Give me 18 pair of these at 4,000 a pop. I bought the city for a couple of dump trucks. Some dune buggies I had to pay off the cops. Changing my face, I grew a couple of dreadlocks. They say I was off the chain like Lil Wayne. First man that created the brain. Hypnotism specialist. I was a rocker, but I didn't party that much and paint my face like Kiss.
I'm an entertainer, complainer. I'm an entertainer, complainer.
They say I'm ill on my rider with Quest. I don't talk to fans. On my MySpace in public, I stick out my chest. If you're ugly, no backstage access. I bone your girl, no autograph and no pass. They call me whack on the internet, but hear my albums and praise me. When they hear my vibe, they know my rhymes. They say I'm gangster, progressive at the same time. One day I'm analog, the next day stick up your moms. I'm confused, I must admit that. Sometimes I watch Halloween 3, then I write a line. They call me M Live, Live 7, Mark Mega Clay. Born the Ripper, entertainer will defame ya. It's hard being me, The most hated, but most overrated. Go figure, I'm a Bronx nigga, but now I'm X now. You respect how I'm 15, General Chief. You niggas barely eat.
I'm the entertainer, complainer.
Came out with a jam that had the whole world stomping. Title of the track, Fuck Compton. Yeah, the record was a hit. 20 years later, these niggas are still sick.
Damn.
Are they mad for my lyrical background? Or the fact Tim Dog won't back down?
Yeah.
I give props to those who prop me, but shot to those who oppose and try to stop me. I'm cocky, cause foes could never block me. Rain from the top while the others stay sloppy. You sideline niggas, stand there and watch me. I bag your bitch, now she's calling me Poppy. I ain't worried about you niggas, cause my crew, they got me. Some hard rock niggas coming ill and motley. So be the enemy like the homeboy Shockley. I ain't your kin or friend, I'm an entertainer's complainer.
Damn, Tim Dog back in effect, Project X. Since mentioning Skinny Niner, we've had a lot of requests. 12, 13 emails all fired in. You said, people are saying that we compared Tim Dog's verse there to Skinny Niner. They just want us to finish on a Skinny Niner joint, so we're going to do it. Check this out. It's a classic, taken from his album, Enemy of the Estate. It's called Your Crew Ain't Shit. Peace, people. We're out of here. April 10th is over. Enjoy your Easter weekends. Skinny Niner!
you in the face. Waste. Left to waste with a plastic bag, you get erased. Messy foul in a woman's waist. No longer breathing, shit is reeling. Take this as a gypsy's reading. Won't give you a chance to feel you're bleeding. You slow, read the meaning of pain. I'm insane. I will cut you up. Have you seen Chopper? Any hour of the day, I could fuck you up. All of you better put them up. Cause it's 40 of you and only one of me. The skinny man at MC. I told you before and I'll tell you again. I'll break your jaw and I'll make you bleed. You'll know when I kick in the door and shoot your parents. You should be aware. The skinners packing pistol size slacking, aiming to be famous. So just spread your fucking lies and remain blameless. I'll put your face in the paper and make you famous again. Till, yes, tell your bigger brother. I'll rob his doggy, bleed it sloppy, and leave it outside chained up, sick. I'll even put in his mouth a stick just to show you there's no hard feelings and that your crew ain't shit.
UK accent, no, no, no.